good evening and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. Hi, how you doing? I've just come back from a gig. In fact, I'm sitting in the car after a gig. I opened, so it meant, right, coughing to increase the tension, that I get to go home early, which is, I'm not joking, the best thing. But that was the first gig back since the end of November. Do you know how much I was having a fucking nervous breakdown not getting on stage? If you are a comedian, it's all about momentum, right? And if you're not gigging, fuck me, you go mental. You go nuts. Couldn't put my finger on it. It's like a small trauma develops in your brain and you like it all seeps out in your life in different ways. You start, your relationship gets worse. You start getting angry at the world. You like, everything seems more difficult because inside you're running from the fear. You're hating yourself a little bit because you're not getting on stage. There's this creative bug that needs to come out. Talking of bugs that need to come out, I've still got a fucking cold. I'm on antibiotics now. But look, I managed to go out and do a gig. There's no way I could have done that last night. So, yeah, and having COVID and then having... COVID meant I actually missed some gigs in December. One good one that I really wanted to do, which they now won't rebook me for just because I missed. Well, that's what it seems like. And then, anyway, I did a gig, right? That was good. And I opened and it was a full room of people. I fucked up a tiny bit. I came on nice and confident, did some good stuff, a little lull in the middle, and then I pulled it back. But when there's that lull in the middle and it starts going a bit badly, you know what it was? I fucked up a tiny bit and it just lost rhythm. And then suddenly you're just a weird guy on stage and you've got to take control a little bit. And so I addressed it. I was like, oh, I'm fucking this up. Oh, let me start again. Then I did my first line again, haha, etc. But... look, I'm not going to beat myself up too much because I'm back. If you are getting on the mic and you are talking to a room full of fucking people, you are a comedian, you're doing it. And you're not just a comedian doing an open mic night. That still counts. But you're actually doing a fucking night to an audience of people. And you're making them laugh. The energy I brought, I'm not feeling well, rusty and first on, so the room is cold. All of that combined, it was a good gig, right? It was a good enough gig, definitely. It wasn't a fuck-up or anything. It was all right. It's just, always be critical. Take everything away that is wrong and then try and sort it out. Also, the headliner of the first half was Gary Knightley. I don't know if you know him. I think that's his name. Big Brian Blessed-style guy with a beard, super loud. And he absolutely fucking dominated the room. Like... I mean, he's been going 8, 10, 12 years. Complete pro. Just fucking smashed the roof off things. Like, what he was doing was like wizardry. I was like, fucking hell. It was like watching a man with a massive dick fuck your wife. Horny. No. Awful. Probably all of those things together. Funny. I don't know. No, it was... the reason why I say that is because that's what Chris Rock said, wasn't it? Where Chris Rock said, who was it he was talking about? But his support act ripped the fucking roof off. And he said it was like... watching the support act destroy the room was like a man with a bigger dick than you fucking his wife, Chris Rock's wife. Or something. Anyway, taking a weird turn, isn't it? So the delivery, the baby clothes delivery that I thought was like fraudulent, like a massive amount of baby clothes from two different organisations, Next and George. Right, George has got my fucking mobile number as well because they keep on texting me saying something's coming, something's not coming. I'm just like, what is this delivery? Who's this? So I spent ages on the phone yesterday to Next trying to work out who sent it, what account it was. And on my phone up my bank asking about fraudulent transactions, but I couldn't see any. And they couldn't see any. And so I was like, what is this mystery? I even mentioned it on a podcast yesterday. And anyway, it turns out my mate asked me last week if some baby clothes could be delivered to the house. I forgot. But in my defence, he asked me last Wednesday when I was in a right fever haze. I don't fucking remember anything. And that is, you know, how this illness has gone. That I'm just fucking all over the shop. I feel like I've lost a week of work as well. Because I've got so much to do. A project's going live. Which is one of the reasons why I'm ill. Stress, of course. And I can't work because of this brain fog thing. And I forget that my mate's sending me all this stuff. So then I'm wasting time phoning up the bank thinking it's fraudulent. What a twat. Anyway... Just Another Comedy Club in St Albans, full room, very pleased. I said to Des, look, thanks very much. Sorry I was a little bit rusty. I said right at the end, look, this is the first gig I've had back in 2 months. Can you tell? And got a nice cheer. But who wants a sympathetic cheer? I don't. I want to rule the roost, innit? That's what I want to do. So, look, lots of work to do, but first gig done, back, got a gig next week. Starting to roll. The ball's starting to roll. Like I said, fuck doing stuff in January. Warm yourself into it. But remember, if you are a comedian and you're listening to this and you're not gigging, you will go mad. See you on the next pod.